Proclamation number 7758, dated the November 28, 1960. Jesus' words on the cross, "I am thirsty." Single quote. "I thirst for your love, and when you remember the words I spoke on the cross, I am thirsty." Single quote. "You will know that it was not simply a physical longing, but that my soul was thirsting for my living creation's love, that the deity in the man Jesus spoke. Since now the act had been accomplished when I was waiting for death on the cross. I thirsted for your love, which was to bring you back to me after I had redeemed the guilt of sin for you. For first you had to revive love in you in order to recognize and acknowledge me myself in Jesus Christ, and thus knew the reason for the act of salvation. For only love was able to reveal this knowledge to you. Only through love were you able to recognize me. Jesus, the human being, had voiced these words on the cross, but he was already united with me, and thus they were God's words which arose from the tortured body. And these words are to be understood as I explained them to you, that the deity yearned for the love of its living creations. Jesus, the human being, was not aware of having spoken these words, and I expressed myself such that people only understood the earthly meaning of the words, because they would not have grasped that the deity had permitted this superhuman suffering, which, however, was the atonement for the original sin on account of which I had descended to earth. The reason for people's immense guilt was due to the fact that they had once rejected my love and had become heartless themselves. And I longed for the love of these beings, which Jesus' crucifixion returned to me, provided the being itself is willing. And precisely this willingness presupposes love. Once I possessed people's love, they also came back to me of their own free will and were able to do so, because the act of salvation was accomplished for the whole human race. And if you consider Jesus' words on the cross in this way, then the love he longed for should impel you to him, in which case you show your love for me, for which I have yearned since your apostasy from me. 4. Love there brought you into being. Love there gave you the test of will, because you were intended to become even more than I was able to create her for myself, because you were meant to become my children. My love pursued you into the abyss in order to help you come up again, and my love accomplished the act of salvation for you. And in return you should only grant me your love. You should love me with such depth of feeling which only a child can feel for its father. When I sacrificed my life on the cross for you, your guilt was atoned for and your return to me became possible. My sacrifice of love was able to ignite your love in you. You were able to recognize it as such, since you were no longer held captive in darkness, because I had brought light to you. My divine teaching of love, which showed you the path to me and compliance with which signifies the re-transformation of your nature into love, will subsequently result in your lasting unification with me, and thus also the fulfillment of my yearning for your love. Amen.